Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Had a chat to this lady probably around about a month or so ago as we were getting closer and closer to snake season. Thought it was time to have a bit of a revisit to our very own snake handler, Judy Martin. Judy, good morning. I would imagine you're probably one of the busiest operators in Newcastle right about now.
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic.
I read a story yesterday, the Central Coast, and it left me cold. Someone discovered a juvenile brown snake in their underwear drawer. And I know there's a million jokes that you can use, and I used a couple of them yesterday. But you got to ask the question, why would a snake want to slither up and get in your underwear drawer? What makes them do these things?
Well, it's probably been brought in with the washing. Most people put their clothes basket on the ground. So, and then they bring their clothes off. Some fold them up as they're going. And the snake slithers in, so you just pick it all up when you get back in the house and put it in the drawer. You don't know it's there.
That's even made me feel colder. I can kind of deal with the fact that the snake's come in and got in its own. I find it really hard to believe I had a handful of snake.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. Look, you can pick them up like that. We've picked them up like that. We've moved straw out of garden beds three or four times, and you pick the snake up and you've moved it. The only time a snake bites if he feels threatened. So if you try to catch him, you've jumped on him, you want to hit him with a shovel, he's just going to fight back.
Yeah, you want to hit me with a shovel, I'm going to have the same response, I can understand that. But we've always been told snakes will get out of your way. So the thing that I don't understand is if you're out there folding your washing up, wouldn't they just go, hang on, there's a human, don't know what they're doing, don't care, I'm either going to stay where I am and pretend to be a stick, or I'm just going to slither away. What would make them want to come over and be a part of that?
Well, to a snake, we're just a part of the environment. We're huge. He doesn't want to tangle with us. And if you're not actually moving at the time, he can't actually see you. That's why we teach the kids, stand still, scream out for help. Don't move. Be a statue, be a tree, be anything. Don't move.
It's a hard thing to do, though, Jude, when you think about it. If you've got a snake coming towards you, you know, you fight or flight. There's no such thing as stand, fight or flight. There's only two options, isn't there?
It is, but our snakes work on movement and vibrations. So to a snake, movement and vibrations, it's either food or a threat.
Well, me standing there trembling is going to send out some vibrations, let me tell you. Overall, how bad of a season has it been? Have you seen a lot more snakes, or is it starting to settle down now?
Oh, a lot of bigger snakes. Breeding season is just about ready to come to an end. We had a slow start to the breeding season. A lot more bigger snakes around this year than previous years. Normally you'd see snakes around three to 5 feet, but the ones that have been around lately have been about 5 to 6.5, 7 feet. They've been good sized snakes.
Really, it's fairly chunky, isn't it?
It's good chunky snakes, but on the same token, they're a lot more placid. They've been around for a long time. They know not to mess with people. Most of them are just passing through. Yeah, they've been good. Yeah.
I never thought I'd ever equate snakes to relatives. You know, you just want them to pass through. You don't want them to stay. They're nice to see you. Have a cup of tea and off you go. I don't want you to linger around.
I understand. Some relatives are like that, yeah. Here's your biscuit. Nice to see you.
Exactly. Off you go now. Now, I was talking to someone a couple of weeks ago, and they had a theory on brown snakes. And this theory was that if you've got a brown snake and you know it's in your area, apart from the fact that it's illegal to kill them, what they've said is the snakes actually become used to the pets, the people, and their movements. By getting rid of that snake and having a new snake taking over, they may not be as aware. Is this an old wives' tale or not?
Oh, no, that is true. So, like, if you've got a snake, let's say you've got a 6-7 foot snake roaming around, normally anything over 3.5 feet knows it needs its venom for its food. It doesn't want to bite anything it can't eat. So the only time it was going to bite and give venom, it's a last resort. If it's done all the signals to get you away and you're not going, then it's going to bite. May inject venom, may not. but the next one's going to be a venomous bite. But look, yeah, they normally have a 7 to 8K roaming area. So in that area, if you've got an older snake, he knows what yards have got dogs and what yards have got chickens and birds. And, like, chickens and bird aviaries are like a magnet to a snake, especially if they're not on cement floors.
Because they can get underneath.
The mice dig tunnels, and male mice are incontinent. So that's what the snakes follow. That's with their tongue. They stick their tongue out. They're finding the mouse scent, and they flick it back in and put it on the roof of their mouth. It all happens very quickly. And they've got a Jacob's organ on the top of the roof of their mouth, and that tells them, oh, yeah, there's a mouse there, and it's going to left, it's going to right. Depends on which fork in his tongue he's picked it up on. But, yeah, look, they do. They'll know your movements. The minute you walk outside, if you've got a snake in your yard, the minute you walk out and you put your foot on the ground, that snake knows you're there.
Smarter than us.
Oh, very smart.
Hey, before I let you go this morning, do you have a pet snake?
I used to have over 80 pet snakes. I have downgraded now. I developed an allergy to rats and mice. So I couldn't breed the food. So, yeah. I've got a couple, but not many now. But my favourite would be the Death Adder. He's my all-time favourite snake. Oh, besides the King Cobra, but, you know, Death Adder for an Australian snake, yes.
Okay, we cannot be friends, but thank you very much for taking the time. We are friends, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Judy, thank you so much. I know you're very, very busy. It's always interesting to talk to you about our slithery friends. Be safe and, look after yourself. We'll talk soon.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thanks, Judy. So there you go. It's not an old wives' tale. If you've got an old, say, for example, brown snake that lives up in the bush up the back, he knows how many people are there. He knows you.
2NURFM 103.7.